Welcome to the No Brain on the podcast that tries to make sense of all of my stupidities. We only have an hour to do this.
This is the speed version of the podcast.
Speed version. We're on speed!
Speed is good.
Yeah.
I noticed that my iPod actually has a setting that I can speed up podcasts.
Really?
So I can set them to normal. I can do slow, slower, normal, fast, and faster.
Ooh.
I believe. So it speeds up. So it just kind of like cuts
does
out.
It change the pitch or anything? Or
It must pitch correct a little bit. But it actually, okay. I think it just like takes out like micro little snippets every now and then.
Okay.
Whenever. So that you still get like a handle. Like it sounds the same pitch. And it sounds...
So it sounds like normal.
It's a little jarring, though, when you do the faster, because you can hear little, like, chunks that are taken out.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, it's all right. Jeff's brain is...
Jeff's losing it right now.
Going.
I've lost it.
Oh, by the way, that's Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeffy.
This is Josh.
I'm Joshy.
And I'm Zach.
I'm Zachy.
I don't know.
We have a robotic co-host that likes to do some talking for us every once in a while, and her name is Rita.
In the essence of keeping the introduction of myself short, I am using my robotic powers to speed up my speech to completely tell you this current sentence. Also, hello.
I know last week, and the reason we're kind of rushing this along here, and let's save the panicking for when we need to at the very end.
All right,
so
we'll take this
at a normal pace here.
Yes, sir.
We'll keep the edits in place though too. So I mean, even if we go over a couple minutes, they'll never know.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not like we're on like a strict.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like we just want to keep it.
Yeah.
If we go over an hour, Josh will just cut it off at an hour. Yeah. You never know what happened.
That would be great.
And you can find it on the next episode, the study conclusion.
Boom, 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 boom.
And it's the last 12 seconds.
It's the final, like, minute and a half.
Bye.
Usually by the end, we're all just so insane
Skittles
anyway.
Skittles
are yummy. Skittles are yummy, yeah, okay.
You ever taste the rainbow, Zach?
I don't wanna. Well, I don't wanna taste any rainbow.
Could make it double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Speaking of Skittles, did you see that fake Skittles commercial with the Skittles money shot?
Yes, I have. Do yourselves a favor and go find the Skittles money shot commercial.
Yeah, just YouTube that up and it's quality.
We're not even going to play that. We're not even going to make Rita play that.
No, don't make Rita play it. Just let them discover.
Well, the audio wouldn't do much. You need the visual.
That's more a visual, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, speaking of Skittle money shots.
Yeah, speaking of Skittle money shots, that's good that you bring that up, because there's certain things that we call the bleep of the week. It's like an audio money shot.
It's an auditory money shot, yes.
It just goes all over your face.
Yeah.
Zach farted.
No, that's edited out.
Was that picked up, that fart?
I'll let you know when I edit this on Thursday.
Okay. Thanks.
But we won't dwell on that bleep of the week any longer. You'll know it when you hear it.
You'll hear it.
You'll know it. You'll feel that creamy goodness inside your ear holes.
That is not okay. Mm. That's not okay.
The creamy money shot.
Stop.
In your ear
holes. Stop.
Let's go on. We usually start off each show, express show or normal pace show or super slow show.
Regular show.
Inverted show.
It's a no-brainer show.
That's our show.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't want to be associated with that piece of shit.
I didn't realize that was our podcast.
No! I thought we were,
No-brainer, it's a show.
No-brainer, it's a show.
Wait, you mean this isn't Good Job Brain?
This isn't the Nerdist podcast? Damn.
Fuck. Wait, we're not Bim Bim Bam?
I thought we were going to have Drew Carey on later. And he would talk about stuff.
Oh.
Oh, well.
It's all right. The points don't matter.
All right. Anyway, we're starting out the show today with our headlines. It's where we scour the internet, read some news headlines, and pretty much summarize the article without even reading it. Starting with...
Headliners!
Sorry, starting with
really
Zach
do that.
This week.
I'll get
we'll change it up.
A club banger here. All right. You guys ready?
Do it.
Baby seals.
First word's going to set the stage. McDonald's.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I enjoy some McDonald's.
We talk a lot about McDonald's on the show.
We do.
They should pass our paying for us.
Yeah.
Actually, the level of McDonald's chat that happens.
We're poor.
That's true.
And McDonald's is cheap.
It is.
Dollar menu. Fact. Dollar menu all up in this
dollar menu.
Business.
What? All right. McDonald's lawsuit claims child ate used condom found in play area.
Ew. Speaking of money shots.
That's gross.
It's definitely Brody Town.
That is.
Okay, like, I know it's gross that there's a used condom there. The McDonald's employees somehow miss cleaning it up, although they probably just didn't clean the play. They're like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
But, one, some adult or young teenager or young adult had sex in a McDonald's play place while little children were probably running around.
Can I pause you right there?
Yeah.
Do you think when they finished they were like,
if they didn't, they didn't have a satisfying time.
They were definitely loving it.
Yeah. They were loving it hard. Penis joke. But two, the kid was stupid enough to eat this latex white cream-filled thing.
Hey, it's a one-finger glove. I'm going to eat it.
It fits in my mouth. It's got to be food. Mmm, salty.
I found a salty rubber sock in the ball pit.
So I ate it.
And it had secret sauce all inside it.
Oh. And that was my childhood.
No, this is the thing that bothers me. Like, and I'm with Jeff on this point here. Like, first of all, to have a condom anywhere near McDonald's.
I already know what happened.
Okay.
Come on. Like, it wasn't some teenage McDonald's employee that was like, hey, baby, you want to go do it in the ball pit?
You want to go? See us.
They'll never know. They'll never know.
It'll be the best 5 seconds of your life, baby.
It was probably some, like, closing, like, shift or something.
Probably. They really shouldn't have had sex there, though, because you shouldn't have put the condom anywhere near the balls. That's a no-go territory,
the condom
really.
Goes over the balls, right?
Oh.
Yeah. It goes all the way down and over the ball. That's how it works.
Oh, that pain.
If you don't do it that way, the girl will get pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not 100% effective. That's
how man ponchos work.
Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing, Jack. I'm going to call it from that from now on. Like, when I go to the drugstore, is there any more man ponchos back there?
A 6-pack of man ponchos, please.
Yeah, what brands of man poncho do you got here? I need an extra large.
Do you have a rib for her pleasure?
I need a rib man poncho.
I need an ecstasy man poncho, please.
It's his and hers.
Please and thank you.
Do you got any scented man ponchos or flavor?
Preferably banana.
Oh, that's just gross. I don't know why that. You probably could have said strawberry, and I would not have had this reaction. But banana flavored anything.
What about peanut butter flavored man ponchos?
Yeah. I've been getting that butter.
Get down on some peanut butter.
I can get down on that butter.
Nut butter.
Yeah. And that was the joke.
Alright, let's carry on here. That was glorious, though. I'm so upset that we couldn't go 50 more minutes on that, but
we could.
Should we? Let's just turn it into the condom podcast now.
Sponsored by Trojan. Alright, hit me with one, Jeff.
Jeff, you got one.
So speaking of money.
Money.
You guys might have heard this article. It got pretty big.
I won't say it because we're not talking about condoms anymore.
Like me,
right?
Yeah.
Like you,
like me,
yes.
I need to go on.
Good, almost callback.
That's right.
But yeah, $1.11 in pennies. Keep in mind pennies.
Okay, so 111 pennies.
Yes, 111 pennies removed from dog's stomach.
What?
111 pennies removed from dog's stomach.
Do you think the dog ate 111 pennies at once? Do you think there was like a bowl of pennies out and the dog just went to town and he was like, nah, 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 nah. Or do you think that over time, the dog, because pennies are commonly left laying around on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
They fall and you're like, hey, it's just a penny. I don't need a penny. Or in the couch or wherever. You think the dog just over time accumulated?
But, no, well, that he only had pennies, though. It must have been like...
Do you think the dog ate two rolls of pennies?
That's a possibility,
just entire
too.
Entire rolls?
Well, I mean, they're wrapped in paper, so the paper would dissolve.
That's what I was just going to say. When the paper
that would pass through the system. I mean, after a while, you have to notice, like, if he's eating them a penny at a time, like, say, 2 pennies a day, I mean, after a while, you're going to notice his stomach sagging down a little bit, wouldn't you?
Or, yeah, or, well, probably not.
Or that jingling noise when he's
yeah. He's shaking all the water off him because he gave him a bath, and now it's like...
You sound like my piggy bank.
Is that a mariachi band? What's going on?
You're
here?
A maraca, puppy!
Come here, chupacabra!
So do you think they went and bought a McDouble with that?
Yeah. With tax, that's pretty close, yeah.
Hopefully.
It's like, cut open the dog. Here you go. Can I have my sandwich now?
I mean, I imagine that it was causing health issues, because that can't be healthy.
Yeah.
I'm guessing since it was $1.11, though, he must have been eating pennies over time. And then
Josh brings up a good point. If he was eating pennies over time, why weren't there other coinage?
Yeah, like, it wasn't $1.11 in pennies and 40 cents in dimes. And
maybe the dog was like...
Maybe he only likes pennies.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he was
they have
seeing
a
other
different
coins.
Scent to him,
well,
maybe.
Not even that, but what color are pennies?
Brown.
What color is dog food?
Brown.
Oh, there you go.
There aren't other coins that are commonly found laying around. They're all, the rest of them are silver. So maybe the dog was like, some fool left the kibble laying on the floor.
This is the same shade of gray as my dog food.
It is mine.
Nom nom nom.
You taste a little metallic-y.
It's a little stale. I can't chew through it. Oh, well, swallow it whole.
No.
Well, that went down rough. Well, look, another.
I get what you did there. That went down rough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Man, that joke really went to the dogs.
Good one, Zach.
All right, hit us with the final headline.
Final headline of this episode. Minor League Ballpark offering bacon shell taco.
Ooh.
So they're jumping on that same bandwagon as Taco Bell with like, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's wrap junk food around more junk and serve that to people. And it's our number one selling item in the past year, or I suppose ever too, yeah.
I can't tell you that as disgusting as that sounds, and as unappealing as that sounds to me personally,
I would eat it.
I can't tell you with much certainty that if presented with the option to eat one of these, I wouldn't jump on it. But I wouldn't at least be like, interesting. I must eat you.
I must know what you taste like.
I think it's one of those things you gotta be particular about what's included in it, though.
Well, that's what,
like,
I was thinking.
It's not going to be like it could. I suppose it could be a taco. Taco with bacon might be okay, but it'd be something that would naturally go good with bacon. Like,
bacon's good with
maybe like a BLT taco. BL taco.
Let me describe to you the things that are in typical tacos. So we got bacon. That's just keep that in mind. Bacon.
We got bacon so far.
Okay. Beef.
Beef.
Beef and bacon.
Yep. Pigs and cows.
Lettuce.
You
might put bacon bits on a salad or lettuce on a burger.
Yeah,
which also has beef,
there you go.
Bacon.
They kind of just naturally pair, yeah. Cheese. You can put that on a sandwich.
Goes on a BLT, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put it on a cow, too. Cows make cheese.
Yeah.
We're just bringing it full circle. Old MacDonald had a farm.
So those are the core things you would put on a taco.
And on that farm, he had a taco.
They make turduckins, right?
Well, turducken is a thing that
is
turkey and duckin and can.
Yeah.
I don't think that duckin is a thing.
Right.
Oh.
Right. But no, hear me out. We take a pig and we shove it up a cow and then cook that all.
Oh.
And call it a pow.
Where does the lettuce come into play?
I don't know. I was just thinking of food.
Is there secret sauce involved?
Yes.
I don't think I want to be a part of this.
And then we could take we can take a turkey and shove it up the pig.
And then inject it with cheese and flash
beer.
Fry it.
And beer. And flash fry it, yeah. Cheese and beer, and then flash fry it. Flash fry it in the beer.
And now I know how Epic Mealtime exists. And now I get it. I never understood until this very moment.
Got it. We got it.
All right, we'll be starting up a podcast next week.
Because what we're doing is supplement
to our condom podcast. It'll be the Epic Mealtime for Your Ears podcast.
No, it will not be Epic Mealtime.
I suppose. That title's already been taken. How about Colossal Food Stuffing in Your Face Hour?
Better than Epic.
Better than Epicer. More Epicer.
Epicest Mealtime.
Epicest.
Most Epic Lunch Hour.
Yes. That sounds like a great NPR.
I've got one. Yeah. Food motherfuckers.
I like it. It's simple. It's straight to the point.
It's in your face.
It's, I just say it's like bam
in
your face.
Edgy. It's edgy. Even, it's what all the kids like.
Even Chef Ramsay would like that.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about our...
I cheese what you did there. That was worse. I'm sorry.
I tomato your thoughts.
You know what?
Hey, we have a Twitter. It's twitter.com/nobrainershow. Go there and tweet all about how awful Josh and Jeff are.
Please do.
Do it.
We want to know. And also tweet us your terrible sandwich puns, like all the ones we just did.
Yeah, except the tomato one doesn't help.
I know some people aren't fond of Twitter. Keep like the restrictions on characters, stuff like that.
You know, the whole conceit of it.
Or it's just Facebook's more popular and everybody's there. I don't know.
We have one of those, too.
But we do. It's facebook.com/ No Brainer Show. It's a thing that you can go to and read up on all the news articles that we talked about today. Yep.
I was just watching some weird improv sketch.
Oh, that's what we should do on the show. I would love to do like a Who's Line improv game.
I know you would.
We this can do that.
The fourth time we've talked about Who's Line in the last half an hour. I'm aware that you are into
that. That is true. All right.
So, we have a phone number as well.
We do have a phone number. It is 864-96-BRAIN.
Look on Josh's face. I know this is an audio thing, but he was struggling so hard to remember the number.
Hey, you know what? That spells out Brian. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'll just shut up for the rest of this act.
Oh, it's alright.
That was worse than my tomato thing. That made no sense.
You should also go on iTunes. Give us a review.
Yeah, we need those.
Throw us some stars.
I know we say this quite frequently, but iTunes reviews and Facebook likes, we desperately want
the only things we want in life. We don't want to have sex in a ball pit. We don't want to eat anything with a taco shell that's made out of bacon.
Or banana-flavored man ponchos.
Or banana-flavored man ponchos.
So, the 10 of you that are listening right now, well, technically you're not listening right now because we're recording it right now and it doesn't actually exist in the world for the public to listen to at the moment. But when you do listen to this, all 10 of you, you have to tell 5 friends.
Ooh. That's...
You know what? Not even 5.
Let's...
2.
2?
3?
3? 2.
Let's do 3.
2.
3.
2.5.
Tell 2.5 friends.
Your midget friends. We need them.
Okay. Find one friend, another friend, and a half man.
Like a centaur?
just a half.
That's man.
Half. However man. However you want to interpret.
However you
want
to cut him.
Half a man.
Any way you slice it. We need a half man. Just tell them. It doesn't even have to be a person. On Facebook, on Twitter, your friends. I don't know. I have to assume that some of you have friends. Just tell them about our show and see if they're interested in... I don't know.
We'll give you a virtual high five.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't see me right now, but But I'm so close to getting on my knees and just begging, because I'm a shill. Yeah. I'm just a shill.
All right.
That wasn't very funny.
It's all right.
Farts.
Farts. Ah! All right, so... I know we're running short on time, so the next two acts will have to do a lot of catch-up work. But there'll be more water. There'll be more stupid stuff after the short break.
Feel me. Yo, I can't hear myself in the headphone. Turn my headphone up. Yo.
Yo,
yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo,
yo,
yo, yo,
yo,
yo, yo,
yo, yeah, that's good, I like that. Get that beat going.
Okay, speaking of sound stuff, I might have talked to you about this already.
He's talking to me about stuff that I don't really care about, cause he's kind of a bitch, and I hate him. I wish that he could hear what I think about him, but he can't, cause this is all in my head. Words, phrases, things that I hate. Josh and Jeff, go fuck him. Yeah, I like that beat.
Keep you know going. How we're talking about kicking Zach off the podcast?
Yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Mm. Alright. Your ass is kicked off the podcast.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes, you may. That was the sound of my foot kicking his ass.
What were you saying, though?
And...
The way you're saying that, turn my volume up on the mic. I used to love doing... When I used to do sound for shows... They say, hey, I can't hear myself in the monitor. Can you turn me up? You're like, you know you have it loud enough for the guy. And he's just trying to sound cool in front of all the audience that are listening to a sound check.
Uh-huh.
So you just put your hand up to the board and make it look like you're doing something. He's like, yeah, yeah, just do something. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Cool, I didn't touch the board.
That's great.
Oh, that's so good.
That is great. All right, come on. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go shopping.
We're going to go shopping?
We're going to go shopping.
Let me guess. We're going to go shopping on eBay.
Oh, we should do that, though. Oh, all right, let's go shopping on eBay. Right. Okay.
I kind of prefer Amazon.
Well, you know, I'm bidding on things.
I want
to bid on Amazon.
I want to bid on stuff too. So,
So you're overruled.
Overruled.
Fine.
All right. I'm sure these items are fun for all.
Okay.
So I'm sure you'll
well, listen.
You'll...
I'll come around to your way of thinking, and we can all be happy together.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I don't want to have an antagonistic relationship here, Josh.
Okay.
I want us to live in harmony.
There's a moment happening right now.
So, let's go to eBay, and let's have some fun.
I just feel getting naked right now, guys, with you.
That's you know what? It's becoming uncomfortable.
All right, Jeff and I
have an antagonistic relationship.
But that was so beautiful.
All right, let's go on here.
All
right. The first item up for sale that we have found... It is titled, Very Rare One-of-a-Kind 2 Fortune Cookies in 1 Package, Imagine the Good Luck.
Next.
Yeah, pretty much. The item condition is, in quotes, new.
Okay.
26 days left, so, I mean, this will be here for a while. 2 fortune cookies in 1 package, imagine the good luck fortune that you will get in these cookies. I suppose that's why they're called fortune cookies.
There's 2-in-1 package?
There's 2-in-1. Yeah. So, yeah, look at the picture.
It's literally 2-in-1.
It's pretty much,
I was just going to say, how do they fit in 1 package?
Some weird defect when they were packaging it, really.
Yeah, just weird. Some
not, it's not.
Do you think that happened, or do you think someone just messed with it? Because it probably wouldn't be hard to reseal that.
I think I've actually had this case before where I've had 2 fortune cookies
in
1 package.
Yeah, no,
I can
see
it. So, I mean,
it's not, it doesn't sound like something that's
I feel like they're trying to take us for a ride, though.
Yeah, well, for only $2 US.
Shipping.
$3 shipping, yeah. So $5.
You know, if I could, like, place a bid instead of just to buy it now, I would totally bid on this, because I said I don't want to bid.
That's true. Jeff did specify he wanted to bid.
Yeah, I suppose.
So why don't we keep the train rolling?
Okay.
Yeah. Screw this good luck. It can't be good luck. It cancels each other out. Good luck plus good luck equals no luck.
Well, it does say afterwards there's free shipping to the USA.
Oh.
Does that change your mind?
No, because I can't get it for 99 cents.
All right.
How much would it actually cost to ship a fortune cookie like that? It would have to be packaged in, like, bubble wrap in a little box.
Assuming you can keep it about 3 ounces or less in a small box with some bubble or peanuts or whatever.
Fortune cookie does not weigh very much.
Right, exactly. Assuming it's 3 ounces or less, it would be, I believe it's $1.75. to go first class parcel.
So they would not be gaining almost anything in this transaction.
Not really. But then again, they probably didn't pay much in the first place. They probably just got it when they went to the Chinese restaurant for lunch.
Is it worth it for 60 cents to do this? No. If you are the person selling this fortune cookie.
But eBay doesn't take any profit from something so little. So it all does go straight to you.
It's all yours.
That 25 cents is yours.
Yeah, all, almost nothing of it. All
right. Yeah, let's move on here. Let's move on to a different kind of oddity here.
Okay.
Here's another kind of a unique circumstance here. Upside down can of Suave hairspray.
Oh.
The item condition is used, though.
Oh.
They used it.
Yeah, it says below that, too. This can is empty. There is not hairspray left inside. This is no longer pressurized. $3 is the buy it now.
Damn it.
I guess no bidding still. $9 for shipping, though.
That was expedited, though.
I suppose. I'm going to read out this thing here, too. So much for the 99.99% accuracy. Is that what they put on manufacturing?
They must.
Probably some number, I suppose, but I don't know they advertise it. I bought this at a drugstore back in 1995. Yeah. So this person has held on to this item for 18 years?
It's a weird thing that they probably just thought it was interesting. I don't know.
I used hairspray at the time and saw this one can didn't look right. No kidding, the drugstore put it on the shelf even though it was obviously a can that was incorrectly produced. This sort of thing occurs one in several hundred thousand cans produced. Either the machine messed up or it was a Friday at the Suave factory. The can worked fine till I had used it all. And then...
Fridays only come... Wanted in about 1,000 cans at the Suave factory. Yeah. You know,
otherwise. No. I decided to keep it since, well, you don't see a factory error like this on the shelf very often. Sat on the shelf in my house for almost 2 decades. If I don't sell it, I'll probably give it away as a gag gift. I used all the hairspray. There's no more fluid or pressure inside the can. You're buying an empty can. The price tag from the reliable drugstore I bought it from is still on it. Cost? $1.39 for 8 ounces of hairspray. With tax, it would have been $1.46. Less than $2 for a can of hairspray? Ah, the good old days. Shoot me an offer. Thanks for looking and happy bidding.
That was a very interesting description. Like, they almost felt like they were having, like, a cup of coffee and sitting down and just having a little conversation. Spinning us a tale.
Yeah.
Setting the scene for what happened.
So it says make an offer. Should we just make an offer at a penny?
For the price, I guess it's not really anything special.
It's not, but I kind of understand why someone would keep this for some reason if you were that kind of person. Just found it weird or interesting.
Yeah.
However, I have to imagine, since this is the second thing and I'm starting to think that maybe there is a market for this kind of thing. There are people out there just collect.
I've got every color bottle of Suave hairspray with the wrong label on it. This pink one will make it complete.
Not even necessarily that specific, but just people who collect weird factory defects.
I suppose, yeah.
Of normal products.
Yeah.
I mean.
There's some art in that, yeah.
I would guarantee you there are people who do it.
Want to know something fun? She cannot ship that can if she does not pack it up herself and tell them what's inside the box.
Oh.
You cannot ship compressed cans.
Even if all the stuff is out. Really?
Yep.
We're learning a whole bunch today.
Yep.
Could explode.
So, yeah. Just a fun fact.
Yeah. That'll help.
Yeah.
So,
in case anyone out there is listening.
One more reason for us not to buy it, then, basically.
Because she's technically doing something illegal.
Oh. We should turn her in.
Yeah. Well, she won't be doing something legal until she tries to ship it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she sells it.
Yeah.
And she probably will, and it'll probably get there.
Yeah, because she'll just throw it in a box and not tell them what's in there, because it's stupid to be shipping that.
Yep.
All right, next item.
Or she'll drive it to the person's house and stick it in their mailbox for them.
And then blow it up.
More illegal things.
I mean, she's on a rampage.
All right, here's another item for you.
All right.
Pope or Pope's Face Biscuit Virgin Mary Mother Teresa Face Miracle Predictor.
What?
I have no idea what weird Vatican vomit you just
spat. I think this is a person. All right, I'll start off. There's free shipping.
Okay, that's good.
So automatically, we're one step up above the rest here.
Okay.
Condition used.
Okay.
Starting bid $44.
What the hell is it?
All right. Allow me to explain. Pope face biscuit.
Wow, this is a really ornate description box.
This is
not the first time that they have put something like this up.
This looks like it's actually straight from a GeoCities page. Like, you've had a lot of pre-designed stuff. All right, anyway, Pope face biscuit. This biscuit may have predicted the new Pope, Pope Francis, Pope Francisco.
Oh my god.
Baked on a Sunday morning in my kitchen a short time ago, this biscuit came out with the face of the new Pope, or possibly to you it may be Mother Teresa or Jesus or Virgin Mother.
What?
Isn't the Virgin Mother Mary? Okay, never mind, yeah. Sorry.
What?
But it could be Mother Teresa or Jesus.
Yeah.
Just keep reading.
Yeah.
All the other biscuits came out all one color and no face or extraordinary markings on them, except this one, which was immediately apparent. Interesting and miraculous. Very special and odd. I was stunned.
I want to slap her.
Alright. It has been hard dried now in the oven to preserve it. It's a 3-inch buttermilk biscuit. Now ready to be shipped in bubble wrap. Oh, I'm sorry. Buble wrap.
Oh yeah, buble wrap.
They meant to be my... Michael Bublé special design wrapping paper. It's got the lyrics of all his songs. Just haven't met you yet. Just haven't et you yet.
Oh.
All right, anyway. Now ready to be shipped in Bublé wrap and watertight in a Ziploc bag and more watertight packing. God,
wow.
They're taking no chances of
spoiling
this, even though it's been hard dried in the oven. And then the letter closes, from a non-smoking home.
That's good.
So, I mean, it's not going to reek of cigarette smoke.
I guarantee you there are other people out here that do this thing, too. They collect weird fucking food things that people... it's frustrating to me so much.
Yeah, because the Jesus toast sold for how much?
So yeah. There was that one time...
You're right.
Like, years ago when that happened, when eBay was first kind of coming up, and someone was like, oh my god, my toast...
Yeah.
Well, I got like a Cheerio that looks like freaking, I don't even know.
Virgin Mary grilled cheese, yeah.
Yeah. I got a Ronald Reagan Cheerio. I got a Cheeto that looks like Kate Moss.
I'm sure what they are doing is they're trying to capitalize on the whole, hey, there's a new Pope now. Let's say this food looks like the Pope.
But if what Jeff's pointing out to me, and that's what I was looking at first too, if what Jeff's pointing out to me is... This, it looks like a weird cartoon smiley face that got stung by bees.
Or like it's face smashing with a bat.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't look like a person.
We could put up a poll.
Throw it up on Facebook. I'm curious to see.
Whose face do you see in this buttermilk biscuit? Is it A, the Pope? B, Mother Teresa? C, Jesus? D,
other.
Other.
D, nothing, goddammit.
Can you do like A, B, Q?
Q.
Come on. Yeah.
You want A through Q?
Shut up.
Or you want D to be Q?
I want Q to be Q.
You want Q to be Q. So you want P through D, then you're saying? Of choices as well?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. We can do that. We can do that. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll be posting that and stuff.
Yeah.
And the rest of today's eBay items as well.
Yep. All the stuff that we can maybe bid on. We'll post that, just in case you want to get your hands on it.
On a Pope biscuit.
On a Pope biscuit.
Oh, just not a great brand name for biscuits.
What is it?
Pope biscuit.
Pope biscuit?
Everyone will buy a Pope biscuit.
They rise like the little cardinal hats.
They rise on the third day.
Like, the pills... I was ready to make a terrible joke, and yours was far superior to mine. I will not say what.
That's a standing ovation.
Oh
man.
I think.
All right.
We need a break.
Yeah, more stupid stuff after this short break.
Boop.
We usually end our show with the game.
We usually do.
We usually do.
We typically kind of do a lot of time.
We aren't this episode.
Nope. Bye!
For the next 10 minutes, listen to us beat the living hell out of a fake Christmas tree.
Nope. Don't
come here, you son of a bitch!
And that was Zach beating the living hell of a fake Christmas tree. And by being the living hell of it, strangling it. Because trees breathe.
You're Scrooge.
I don't like Christmas. Bah humbug, motherfucker.
What if they made a porn to the A Christmas Carol and his name was Ebenezer Splooge?
Hey, Josh. Remember how you were telling me how the show sometimes runs a little long? And sometimes the show takes a while. And then when you edit it, you're like, oh man, the show's a little long. I like to keep it around an hour.
We all that'd be great. Do it.
Maybe, when you have a thought like Ebenezer Splooge, you just keep that one in the old brain box for a little while. You just let that one sit in the mind's humidor and get, I don't know, richer with age. Think about it a little.
Maybe we should play a game instead.
But it was written by Charles Dickens. Dick.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Oh, he's left.
No, he actually left.
Yeah!
We both win this week.
Michael Merrick done with time now. Oh, yeah. All right. And that turned into something else.
Sorry. So, yeah. What's this game's... The game this week, Zach?
Rita, what's the game this week?
Josh, I just called you Zach.
Rather curious.
Okay, I like that game. I don't win usually, but I still like it.
Alright, in this game, we're going to be faced with various would-you-rather-style questions.
I hate both of these so much. This means keep going. This means don't acknowledge me.
This means shh.
Yeah, well, okay, I know. But when I'm walking...
Universal here, sign for shh, quiet.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Alright. Anyway, in this game, we're going to be asked various questions from the site YouRather.com. They're in a Would You Rather style. We need to figure out what's the most popular and we get points. We've played this before.
Yeah, you know,
I don't need
you know
to explain
goes.
These to you kids.
Whoa, Zach, when'd you get here?
Hi.
You're a little early.
Wow. All right. Jeff, you were the winner last week.
I was.
Mainly because Zach and I were too busy stuffing our gullets full of alcohol. You did win last week, though.
Yes.
So you get to choose the order of this game. Who goes first, second, and third?
Zach will go first. Jeff will go second. Josh will go third.
Alright. I gotta get a scorecard.
Why did B. Arthur tell us that I was going first?
Because you love B. Arthur.
That's true.
Alright, Zach.
Thank you for being a friend.
Alright.
Travel down the road.
Back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being
if you threw a party, invite everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift from B from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend, was our improv game.
Why? Do you guys know the words to that?
What was the song before the theme song to the Golden Girls?
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it's not because I watched an amazing amount of Golden Girls.
That's also true, too.
I forgot. Never mind. Sorry. All right. Lost the train of thought.
I guess bringing it back to our game here, I'm going to mention that we're only doing two questions this week, kind of saving time. I know we're cutting it close on time now that we've goofed around and made mentions of inappropriateties of children or literary classics. But
just you were actually. Don't drag us down with you.
You were by yourself on that one.
Yeah.
I suppose.
We left you out to dry.
Zach, this is your first question. Rita is going to read it to you, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather have the first name Cletus, or have the first name Rusty?
Hey, Cletus! Hey, Rusty!
Rusty.
Rusty? You think more people would say Rusty, or you totally personally would say Rusty?
One. I think not only would I prefer Rusty, I think the negative connotations to Cletus over Rusty are...
I suppose... Cletus does rhyme with fetus, so there's that.
Well, that was far more creative than I would have ever been.
Oh, go for it. However,
I would not put that past high school children.
Yeah, they know words that rhyme.
It's true.
All I can think of Rusty, is Dusty Rusty.
Yeah, because Rusty, all I can think of is like a weird sexual thing that someone might make, like Rusty Trombone or something. But that's so few and far between. I'm going to go with Rusty.
Yeah, all right,
I'm with you.
So you think more people would say they would rather be named Rusty than Cletus?
Correct.
All right, so Zach has decided on have the first name Rusty. How many people said that?
Rita.
73%.
There you go.
Woo!
Good call.
Good points. That's a good start. That's your first of two questions as we go over to Jeff. Let's have Rita read out your question to you first of all.
Would you rather marry same gender attractive person, or marry opposite gender that's beyond ugly?
They're saying nothing about personality on this sense.
That's true. It's just it's a polarized. You can marry a dude who's hot, or you can marry an ugly ass girl. That's pretty much your options here.
I feel like the people who are on the internet who are actively use the internet would use a site like this would be more openly about gay marriage and stuff like that.
That's a tough one. I feel like this one's going to be fairly split anyway you shake it. But
it's tough to say.
I'm actually. I feel like all of us have to really answer what we feel.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's going to be the more weighted aspect, because there's like two different things going on. It's not only the gay straight thing, but it's a vanity question too. Like, would you rather have a beautiful person or an ugly person?
There are certain people can recognize an attractive person regardless of gender.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
You know what I mean, though? There are certain people, regardless of gender, that you're just like, that is an attractive person. Doesn't necessarily mean you are attracted to them.
Right.
But they are an attractive person.
Hmm.
So, with that knowledge in mind, I mean, what do you... You know what I mean?
Same gender.
You would same-sex it up.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You think so?
Yeah. I want me some Neil Patrick.
Hmm.
I feel like mine would be the... I think mine would be the...
All right. Other. Well, let's see who would have gotten more points if this was their question. Rita, how many people said that?
57%.
Okay. It was pretty close. Yeah. So Jeff's still getting 57 points. I guess that's about how I thought. I thought it would be pretty close to the middle just because there were two different things going on at once. It's not like you can't... You could probably decide one aspect. Definitely.
So now, if there had been a personality aspect, and like the attractive person was shell and the ugly person was personality, I would have went the other way then.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, it is now my turn for round one. Rita, what is my question, please?
Would you rather be a shark or be a dolphin?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know, I feel like that's obvious.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess...
I don't know what I'd...
Well, okay. Let's do both sides here. Sharks. They have their own week exclusively devoted to them on the Discovery Channel.
Good call.
Dolphins don't have that. However,
they're pretty high up on the food chain of predators.
Sharks could eat a dolphin. Dolphins don't usually eat sharks.
Ocean, yes.
Yeah.
Con. Sharks can't stop swimming.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's why I think this is obvious. Dolphins are super intelligent. They can jump out of the water and do cool flips and shit. They recreationally have sex, which they are the only other species
yes.
other than us. I
was going to mention that, yeah.
Recreationally.
Plus, there's a football team named after them.
Yep. Dan Marino hangs out with them.
Yeah.
And they have a cool language.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, and they
second most intelligent animal on Earth.
Uh-huh.
Right before the human.
I suppose.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Explains why both of them like to have sex all the time
and
that like it.
My biggest con against sharks is they can't stop swimming. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Just keep swimming.
That's like the plot of Speed.
And if someone flips you...
Every day for a shark is
well,
the
that one really cracked yourself. You really cracked yourself up on that
I
one.
I did.
Speed.
This is his reaction.
Speed 3.
Sometimes I
shark attack.
Sometimes I have thoughts, but like during like that one, for instance, it happened so fast that it went from my brain to my mouth that I didn't have time to actually register what I was saying. I just knew it was good.
Yeah.
Also, if someone flips you upside down when you're a shark. You pass out.
Yep.
Oh.
I would pick the shark.
Okay. I guess I'll be a shark.
Kinda lead him astray.
How many movies were there where the dolphin was the enemy?
Yeah, but
you got,
sharks
you got,
are...
You got, okay, you got Jaws, and you got Flipper. What movie would you rather see?
Here, I am going to play kind of devil's advocate because I feel that it's dolphin. Sharks kind of like the ultimate badass.
Yeah,
sharks
are basically the Wolverine of the ocean.
And you never have to go to the dentist because your teeth will just keep growing.
That's
true.
And I mean that both in the animal sense of Wolverine and the comic book.
We just almost overlooked the greatest thing about sharks. Street sharks.
Oh my god! How do we forget that?
You never saw
like West Side Story sharks? Or?
Nope, wrong sharks.
Oh.
They
lived in the streets too, I suppose.
The street sharks were loosely based, or the idea came, that's what happened. Street sharks happened because a bunch of coked up PR guys watched West Side Story.
Alright. I was going to be a dolphin until street sharks came up. I'm going to say more popular answer is shark.
You think so?
I think so. I'm gonna commit myself to it. Alright.
Alright, click that button.
Clicking the button.
Rita, tell us.
45%.
Oh.
Okay, well. So I was pretty close, but...
Yeah, you didn't lose much, but my heart still told me dolphin. Because that's... Plus, I've always liked dolphins.
55% of the dolphins people forgot about street sharks, though.
Alright. We're halfway through the game. Again, the score is Zach, you have 73. Jeff, you have 57. I have 45.
Hey, Rita, read my question.
Would you rather have a lover who only speaks on Mondays, or have a lover who only speaks in Pig Latin?
Pig Latin.
Oh my god, this is the greatest question ever.
On Day May, or...
I don't even know what to say.
This is so bizarre.
It's so bizarre, but both options are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because Pig Latin's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not easy to learn.
It is easy to learn. But it's like a nonsense language. Why would you want somebody who you're romantically interested with?
It's what is the thing that's on like Microsoft Word? Wingdings?
Yeah.
It'd be like if you were dating someone who only spoke in Wingdings. But
mailbox, smiley face, left arrow.
Thumbs up.
But a lover who only speaks on Mondays, that means that you could get all the important things that need to be said done on Monday, and then you never have to hear whining or complaining the rest of the week.
That, and they've got 7 days to think about what they're going to say, too. Like, they're not going to waste
gonna
your time. They know what they're going to say by the time it's next
it's
Monday.
It's going to be written down and outlined, so make sure that they don't forget anything. The milk needs to be replaced because it's getting a little moldy and curdly in the fridge. So don't forget about that.
Need to pick up your underwear from the laundry basket.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have like one really shitty day, basically.
Yeah.
And then
you'd have to
6 days of awesome. All right. I say that the answer has to be Pig Latin.
Pig Latin. You think more people said Pig Latin?
I do, because you can learn Pig Latin.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's easier adaptable than...
At least there's a communication.
I'll just go with you. Go on the Mondays just to be different than you.
Oh, okay.
I honestly had no idea what I'd pick on this one, so...
Alright.
This one's going to be fairly close.
Let's see how close it is. Rita, how many people said Pig Latin?
26%.
Ooh! That sucks!
I can't believe it was that far of a spread.
Now, I want to know the dichotomy of what... Like the percentages of men and women that answered that question.
Oh, that way.
I wonder if they even had something.
Because I bet you it was mostly men who answered Speak on Monday.
That was Zach's final question. Let's go on to Jeff's final question. What is it, Rita?
Would you rather eat a chocolate covered turd or eat a turd covered chocolate?
Oh,
God!
What? Oh.
And there's no other emphasis on the question.
No!
The exclamation.
There are two ingredients in this delectable that you are going to be putting.
Either way turd. You shake this out, you're going to be eating turd and chocolate.
Right, but what would be worse? Because...
Because if it's a chocolate-covered turd, there's more turd.
Than yeah, chocolate. It's...
There's more turd.
There's gotta
be. However, it's not going to smell as bad.
Because, but it's going to be so much bigger, probably.
And you're not going to... You're not going to know. If you're hiding the turd with chocolate... Right.
Would you rather have a nougaty center or
it
a soft case?
It could be a Milky
case.
Way bar. You could trick yourself into thinking you're eating... I don't think
there's any tricking yourself when you know there's a turd there.
Okay, but when you have to physically see the turd...
They're both
worse.
I mean, this is back to the dog and pennies thing. They're both brown. Why?
I kind of flipped a coin in my head because I have no idea. I'm going on a limb and say eat a turd covered chocolate.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's so hard.
I don't want to pick either choice.
Right. Like I said, I just kind of flipped a coin in my head.
More so. Turd versus worse turd. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like what is the shell on this?
Quantity versus quality, I guess.
I'm hoping people are thinking it's just a chocolate, just kind of like with a butter knife of turd flavoring over it.
No, imagine like molten turd and then chocolate dipped into molten turd.
Like
imagine the process that a turd would be dipped into molten chocolate.
Like a turd fondue.
I get that when I eat Qdoba.
Give it to us, Rita.
Alright, you're saying a turd covered in chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Rita, tell us how many people said that.
62%.
Oh, that's the difference between me winning and losing.
Yes. You took out Zach.
Actually, you would have won either way.
Oh, but it's still not over.
No, you would have.
I would have beat you
over.
By like 2 points.
All right, Rita. Before we do the final question, can you tell us the scores? What? How many do I need to get to?
The scores before the final question of the game are Zach 99, Jeff 119, and Josh 45. Josh needs to earn 75 points or more to win.
I'm excited. This is the first time playing this game I've actually had a chance to win.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I am, like, almost popping a boner here.
Ooh.
That's weird.
Yeah. your Pope bread isn't the only thing that's rising.
No. Okay, just...
All right.
Can't hold the suspense. Hurry up.
All right, here we go.
Rita, let him know his question.
Would you rather live in a nudist colony or live with the Amish?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I feel like we did something like this before.
I feel
with
like...
The, with the whole being naked and all the time stuff, but... Without... I guess if you're going all Amish all the way there, like no
this
technology
is a tough question,
or anything...
But I know what my answer would be. I know
my own because I am incredibly uncomfortable with my body.
Me too, and that's the problem that I run into, but I could become comfortable with my body if it meant having a computer.
Yeah. You're hanging around with everybody who's uncomfortable with their body, so you're in the same boat there.
That's true.
And the thing about the Amish, there's... yeah, Amish.
Yep.
They're...
I'm sorry, that's too funny.
You never heard me say Amish before?
No, I haven't. It just sounds
Amish.
Racist for some reason. I don't know why.
Goddamn Amish! Amish! They can have electricity on a farm as long if they're renting the farm. Okay. And the electricity comes with the farm. That's fine.
As long as they're not paying the bill to...
As long as they're not paying the bill for the electricity.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a loophole that... I don't know about that one.
If we go to Late Night Walmart, the Amish are there.
It's true.
The Amish have gotten more lenient, but they're still it's still pretty strict. They don't have cell phones and stuff like
And I know there's varying degrees. I know I had a friend who was...
It's like religious people. There are some people who are very strict and there are some people who are loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, face it, being males, we're going to be a lot better off in the Amish community. What's your choice, Josh? What's your fate? Do you win or do you lose?
Do I win or do I lose?
I kind of think this would be close.
This is too tricky because I think a lot of people are going to just automatically associate the Amish or the Amish with that lack of technology thing, and I think people will be steered away from that. Mm-hmm. And I still think in that if you're in that same boat as everybody else, where hey, everybody else is naked, why not?
But I don't think. I don't think that for you to assume that people are going to have a snap judgment about the Amish thing. I think that's the same thing that you're going to get out of people with a nudist colony as well. You're going to get people with a snap judgment of, oh, I'm uncomfortable being naked.
Yeah.
All right. What's your goal? What's your fate?
I think more people are going to say live in a nudist colony.
Is that your final answer?
I think so. With the combination of the technology and all the work behind it, the labor, I'm going to go with
I think
being
you're
naked.
Yeah. Rita, all right. Tell us his fate. Do it, Rita.
Yeah! All right.
I think that's enough to win it.
I think it is. We established the total, and that is more than the total, which means that I am the winner by a mere 9 points.
Go fuck yourself.
So Jeff is now curled up in the fetal position after another staggering defeat.
This game does this to him, though.
Yeah, he put up
and
a
it's,
good fight.
It's my fault, too. I'm always the one who pulls it out last question. I'm always put last in this game.
Hey, that's
and I always win on the last question. And
go suck a dick, you whore. Yeah, bleep that shit out.
Well, I'm going to be living on a nudist colony, so it'll be all the dicks I want to suck.
Yeah.
You know what? There's not going to be any level of technology that I won't have. I guess before Jeff murders me, we better close out the show. We don't want that on the air, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, Jeff probably doesn't want the evidence, and I don't.
That's
want to
true. The audio recording. I mean,
yeah,
it's going straight to my crap.
I might record it on my phone just for my own enjoyment later. I go to sleep tonight.
There are many ways, as we mention every time, that you can get in touch with us.
NobodyOurShow@gmail.com, that's one.
You utilize your technology.
Hey, we forgot about the email earlier in the show.
We did.
Well, that's okay, because we got it now.
We got
so
it.
So I probably shouldn't have said anything.
Send all your emails our way.
No naked pictures.
I think Josh sounds like he might be...
We need to start allowing those again.
All right, well...
Because there was that one person...
You know who you are.
If you're still listening, I don't know, you might have been tuned out from our past couple because we said no nudies, but...
If you want it, just go to Chat Roulette, Josh.
Oh, what's that all about?
Chatroulette.com. Just go there for a while.
Okay.
Late night, preferably.
Well, I suppose that Josh is going to go do that, and I'm going
to... If you want to join me, I'll post the link to Chat Roulette on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/nobrainershow.
Don't you dare post.
We
that
also
thing.
Have Twitter, twitter.com/nobrainershow. Well, what's wrong with Chat Roulette? It sounds fun. It's like a game, isn't it?
Have you honestly
like,
not heard about Chat Roulette?
It's like the ball goes around and then you talk to a person or something? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like that. And you know what else? I believe we have a phone number that also you can call local singles from.
Yeah. I can take care of that too. 864-962-7246.
To meet hot local singles.
Yeah.
Where the action's at.
So, wait. Oh. Would 00 be like dick or something like that?
Yeah. I'm being a local single right now.
Well, you're being a local single, and I'm pretending that I have no idea what I'm talking about, what Chat Roulette is.
And I'm planning Josh's murder.